Sitka, Heath Barger knows you are not enjoying the drive down Halibut Point Road these days.
We understand this has been a burden to the general public with their vehicles, riding the whoop-de-doos and bumps and dips. But like I've always said, thank you for your patience, and we'll continue to address this as soon as we can.
Barger is the project manager at ASRC McGraw, the lead contractor on the Halibut Point Road construction. Work on the project began last May and was originally supposed to be done by the end of this month. But crews ran into a series of concrete patches buried beneath the road surface, patches that weren't marked on any city or state maps. The unmarked sections date back perhaps to the 1980s, Barger says, when utilities were laid beneath the road and patched over with concrete instead of asphalt. That concrete can damage the machinery being used in the project, which essentially pulverizes the roadbed, mulching and mixing the asphalt and underlying materials so that it can be reshaped. So the work had to be halted while the contractor brought in ground-penetrating radar to map the patches. Over 30 have been found so far, and some will have to be torn out before work can continue as planned. In the meantime, Barger says, he knows the road isn't fun to drive.
And it's just a challenge right now because you have exposed areas that when it rains, like it has been, they just turn to potholes very quickly. And, if I was somebody that didn't know what was going on and driving to work, I'd be pretty upset myself.
Drivers have been particularly annoyed by the dips in the road, or as Barger calls them, the whoop-de-doos, where culverts were installed last year. Those dips will go away once crews can get back out there and reshape the road surface, he says. Halibut Point Road is a state road, and the project is being overseen by the State Department of Transportation. The total cost of the project is about $19 million, Barger says. So far, crews have completed Phase 1, resurfacing Halibut Point Road from the roundabout out to C-Mart. Barger says he hopes that Phase 2, running from C-Mart to Granite Creek, will be done by the end of August. The final phase, stretching from Granite Creek to the end of the road, should be finished by early fall. The contract deadline is September 15th, but the discovery of the concrete patches might stretch work into October. Barger says he knows it's been inconvenient for drivers, but his crews are working as fast as they can.
You know, you got to have a little patience with it, and the end result, you'll be very pleased with the end result.
Which will be a completely new surface from downtown to the end of the road, and no more work on HPR for a good long while. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.